Audio file lesson 78. The paralyzed man. The message. God helps and cares for us when we seek His grace. The Bible text is Mark chapter 2 from verse 1 to 12. The story. The paralyzed man. Jesus was in Capernaum, preaching to the people about God. The word soon spread. Many people came to hear him. So many people had gathered that there was not enough room for everyone. They were even standing outside the door. Four men carried a paralyzed man on a stretcher. There was no way of getting close to Jesus because of the large crowd. So they climbed onto the roof of the house. They uncovered the roof where Jesus was and lowered the stretcher down. When Jesus saw what faith these men had, he said to the man who was paralyzed, "My son, your sins are forgiven." There were some scribes in the crowd near Jesus who had thought, "Why does this man speak like this? No one can forgive sins but God." Jesus knew what the scribes were thinking. He turned to them and said, "What thoughts do you have in your heart? Which is easier to say to a man who cannot walk, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? I will show you that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins on earth." Jesus said to the man, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and walk home." The paralyzed man stood up, picked up his bed, and walked out. Everyone saw him walking. The people were amazed and praised God. They had never seen anything like it before. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture of the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide this guy's fancy dress, ropes if there is a gallery or a table. You can lower a child down. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Why do some people want to see Jesus? Suggestive answer is, they want to hear his preaching. Why do the four friends bring the paralyzed man to Jesus? Suggestive answer is, Jesus should heal him. What is a paralyzed man? Suggestive answer is, he cannot walk. What does Jesus tell the paralyzed man at first? Suggestive answer is, "My son, your sins are forgiven." What is Jesus trying to show the people? Suggestive answer is, he is the Son of God and he can forgive sin as well as heal the sick. Have the children repeat this. Jesus, the Son of God, healed the paralyzed man in order to show his power to forgive sins. God helps and cares for us when we seek him. Real life application, in brackets, explain the following. How do our parents or grandparents care for us? Suggestive answers are food, clothes, protection, education, etc. How does God care for us? Suggestive answers are help, spiritual education, good thoughts, forgiveness of sins. Repeat the message. God helps and cares for us when we seek His grace.